Welcome to Unpacked, your TWU Local 505 podcast, where we do the heavy lifting of unpacking workplace issues, contract provisions, and company policies. Kick back and get ready to unpack. Holidays mean different things to everyone, and not all of us celebrate the same holidays. Article 22 lists which holidays the association and the company bargain to observe here at work. There are 10 observed holidays in our contract: New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day and the day after, and Christmas Day. So what happens on a holiday? Holiday pay happens on a holiday. But first thing you need to know is to be paid holiday pay on a holiday, you must meet the company's qualifier. You know about this favorite company rule from other benefits, like accrual for sick and vacation time. Well, it's the same for holiday pay. Full-timers, including crew chiefs, must be on active pay status for a minimum of 80 hours during the month in which the holiday falls in order to qualify for holiday pay. Part-timer, it's a minimum of 40. Both groups, IOD, injury on duty, military leave, and unpaid FMLA, will count towards the qualifier. You're probably wondering, how can you meet the qualifier for some of the holidays, especially the ones that fall early in the month, like New Year's Day and the 4th of July? Well, here's how it works. The company will pay you the holiday pay in that month as soon as the qualifier is met. So depending on when the pay period falls in relation to the date of the holiday, you may see the holiday pay on the check when the holiday actually fell, or it might be on the next paycheck. How much is holiday pay? Basically, holiday pay is additional straight pay, which is added to the time and a half pay you receive for working on a holiday. So you receive time and a half pay for working and an additional match of straight pay for the holiday. For example, a full-timer who works 8 hours and has met the qualifier will be paid 8 hours time and a half for showing up on the holiday and an additional 8 hours straight pay because it is a holiday. This example is the same for part-timers who are scheduled from between 3 and 6 hours and anyone scheduled for a 10-hour shift. That works out to double time and a half paid for your scheduled hours worked on a holiday. Nice. That's bank. But wait, you can choose to comp your holiday pay and save the straight time hours to pay yourself later for a swap off, FMLA caregiver, or request a different day off with pay. Check with the manager, shop steward, or the timekeeper for the procedure of how to use the comp option. If you comp and work the holiday, you will get paid time and a half for working and then bank the straight hours. You may also be working on a holiday because of a swap on. How nice are you? The hours you swap on will be paid a time and a half for all the swap hours. You will not get the additional straight pay for the holiday when you cover someone else's shift. If you were called in for day off overtime on the holiday and have met all the qualifiers, you will get paid the applicable overtime rate, as in Article 18, plus straight time for all hours worked. For example, first day off overtime, called in on the holiday, you receive time and a half overtime pay plus regular pay because it's a holiday for a total of double time and a half. If you're called in on a second or third day off on the holiday, after working at least 4 hours overtime on the first day off, you would receive double time pay plus regular pay for the holiday for a total of triple time pay. You might also be held over on a holiday, in which case you would be paid the applicable overtime rate from Article 18, plus the straight pay for all hours worked. Remember, if the holdover takes you beyond 12 hours, the applicable rate goes into double time, and that puts you into that triple time pay. Sometimes you won't be at work on a holiday. So how does that figure into Article 22? Let's unpack some of these reasons and what happens. Suppose you call out sick on a holiday because of illness. You will be paid for scheduled hours, but the sick day pay will not come out of your sick bank. It will be the regular pay and rate that would have been paid to you as your holiday. Important to know, even though it's not paid from your sick bank, it will still count as an attendance occurrence and points will apply. And that might be 2 points because some holidays fall within what the company considers critical operation period under their attendance policy. Those holidays are Memorial Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving and the day after, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. Be aware that the critical operation double points for being sick during holiday periods is part of an arbitration case being brought forward by your union against the company. The case is scheduled at this time to be heard on September 20th, 2022. Watch and listen for updates regarding possible changes to the policy based on the case decision. Another time you may not be at work on a holiday is if the holiday falls on your day off. In this case, you will see additional regular pay on your check for that day in the amount of your regularly scheduled hour. This can either be paid, or if you choose, you can request those hours to be comp. Vacation would be another time you are away from work on a holiday. In that case, like the day off, you will see additional straight pay for scheduled hours during your vacation week. For example, 5 days vacation regular and 1 day extra straight time pay for the holiday. You may, at your option, also comp that time. Perhaps you're wanting to spend time with friends and family on the holiday, but are scheduled to work. Post up your shift for a swap off, and if someone picks it up, you still get the straight pay for scheduled hours as if you had worked. Sometimes, on the holiday, the company may grant VTOs. In this case, the VTO is granted by seniority within the shift times of those requesting the VTO. Time and a half stops when you badge out, but the VTO will pay you straight time for the remainder of your shift. Remember that any VTO must be approved by a manager before you leave. One last thing to unpack that might keep you off work on a holiday. If the company decides that on a holiday, they do not need everyone scheduled to be at work because of schedule reduction, light loads, whatever, they can offer or require you to take the holiday off. However, if that's the case, they must give at least 7 days' notice of the reduction to affected employees not to come in on the holiday. The reduction of staffing will be based on shift start times, and the members will be reduced within classification based on seniority. Those members will stay home and will be paid for the day at regular straight time rate for the holiday, or you can request to be comped. Phew. Man, that's a lot of information. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, reach out to a shop steward or bring your concerns to a monthly general membership meeting for a more in-depth discussion. Happy holidays, everyone. Hope you found this episode helpful and continue listening to other episodes as we unpack even more topics. Until then, stand strong and stand together.